If there was any one thing that my father did for me when I was growing up, it was to give me the promise that ahead of me was dry land, a bright, marshless territory, without chuck holes or traps, where one day I would walk easily and as befitting my talents. The fact that I didn't know what my talents were did not put my father off in the slightest. He knew potential when he saw it. Thus it was when he came upon me one afternoon, sobbing out my unsuccesses into a wet pillow, that he sat down on the bed and, like a strong, omniscient archangel, assured me that my grief was only a temporary setback. Oh, very temporary. Why, he couldn't think of any other little girl who was so talented, so predestined to succeed in every department as I was. And don't forget, he added with a smile, that we can trace our ancestry right back to Pepin the Stupid. That last piece of news turned out to be true, but whether he believed the rest of his words or not, I don't know. He was, after all, gazing down upon a disheveled 10-year-old who was too embarrassed to shift her gum from one cheek to the other. But I listened to him carefully, and by the time he had finished talking, I really did understand that someday I would live among rational beings and walk with kind, unvindictive people who, by virtue of their maturity and mine, would take no pleasure in cruelty and would welcome my presence among them as an asset. It was only a question of time before I came ripping out of my cocoon, a free-flying butterfly.